In the years since the Taliban seized power in Afghanistan, they have tried to restrict the education and curiosity of girls. They've banned girls from high school and told them to cover up and stay home. But in one secret book club in Kabul, Afghan girls have connected to another girl from another time and place who was forced to live her own life in secret. NPR's Dia Hadid has the story.
In a side alley basement on Kabul's outskirts, about a dozen teenage girls are reading the diary of a teenager. A girl named Zahra is inspired.
She had hope. She was fighting. She was studying. She was resisting her fate.
She was Anne Frank. And the girls noticed that, just like them, she was a child. One who was starting to learn about the world when she was forced into hiding because of an oppressive, violent government. Volunteers set up this weekly book club after the Taliban took over Afghanistan. It was to help girls process their trauma, in part by learning about the persecution of others. These girls aren't just living through the Taliban's rule. Nearly all of them have survived suicide bombings. Some were wounded, some lost family, they lost friends. They all belong to a persecuted ethnic minority called Hazaras.
We come here, we talk about the book, and then we understand ourselves, our thoughts. It's so amazing.
That's Arzu. We're only using the first names of the girls because if they're identified, they could be punished and the book club shut down. An Afghan refugee named Khalil Widad in the Netherlands translated Anne Frank's book, The Diary of a Young Girl, into Farsi more than a decade and a half ago. He hoped Afghan girls would see themselves a little in her story. And they do.
I think Anne Frank is like as a friend for me.
Arzu says it's the first time they've read of a girl their age living through extreme hardship.
Something is in common with me and Anne Frank. We are both the victims of war. I mean, Anne Frank is suffering from war and I am too. And Anne Frank cannot go to school, cannot go out very freely. And I have the same situation.
Before the Taliban came to power, Arzu says her grades were so high that she expected to apply to colleges abroad. That dream is over. She's 17, but her hair is streaked with grey. And she says she's learning that other people, like the Jews of Europe, like Anne Frank, live through worse.
I found the Anne Frank situation more harder than us. They cannot go out, and every minute they are thinking of being free. But in the end, and they even die. So if I think of my situation, so I'm very grateful because I have these people that I can share my ideas with. We can gather together, we can talk about everything that we want.
17-year-old Masuma raises her hand to talk. She's wearing a lavender headscarf and purple robe. She relates to how Anne Frank faced the real fear that she'd be killed and also managed typical teenage problems, like dealing with her mother.
I loved the whole book. It was like a friend of mine telling me her pain, her stories. When she called her diary Kitty, I smiled and I imagined that I was Kitty and that we are best friends.
Masuma says she's resisting her fate, just like Anne. Despite the Taliban's ban on girls having secondary education, she was sneaking into a high school that was secretly letting girls attend class. She and other girls were ducking into the school gate in tiny numbers, hoping they wouldn't be noticed.
But there were too many of us, and the principal told us we had to go home because he couldn't ensure our security. The girls were all crying.
There's something else, too. Like Anne Frank's father, Masuma says she knows the pain of surviving when your loved ones die. Tears are quietly rolling down her face. She doesn't want to talk about it, but she says it makes her feel closer to the Frank family. She and the other girls say her diary is inspiring, comforting, even though they know Anne Frank died of typhus in 1945 in the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp. I ask Zahra, who we heard from earlier, didn't that depress you? She says, no.
Nobody knows how long I will live or when I will die. The only thing you can do is leave something behind for the world that gives your life meaning.
Like Anne Frank, who left behind her diary.
Right now, the Taliban are in power. One day, they will be gone. Maybe people will forget what they did to girls like me.
Zahra says, I want to write a book so the world will know about us as well. Dear Deed, NPR News, Kabul.